Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live and sizzling from Cook's Warehouse and Fashionable East Cobb, where all the beautiful people come to shop, and they shop for the greatest, the neatest, the most functional kitchen devices and wonderful knives. Chef Eric, they have one of the nicest selection of cooking knives, and I mean the top quality stuff, the very best of the very best. All the main brands are here.
It's incredible. I mean, they've got they certainly, of course, have Wusthof and Henkels and all that. They've also got some American-made knives that are really great. They've got Shin, Japanese knives. I mean, whatever you want, they pretty much have. So.
And I really don't think, you know, baking pans. I want to do a little something on baking pans. Do we have time to do that? Do we have time?
Well, yeah. Let me explain what we're doing right now, and then we can go back to that. So, currently, I've fired up the Wolf gas range here that has a little bit of an electric grill on it, and basically I've got a red snapper, and I didn't have my pin bone remover, so I cut the fillets down so that I would be able to cut out the pin bone. So each fillet is now sort of two pieces, which is fine, and we're going to grill this
pesto hog.
We're going to grill this on the grill. Basically, and almost until it's totally cooked on the skin side down.
Okay.
And this is a red snapper from Whole Foods. And it's a whole fish when you walk in there, and then they fillet it for you. They do a great job. I probably could have asked them to remove the pin bones.
And they would have, because they're so customer service driven over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so that's on the grill. What I'm going to do, I covered them with a little bit of olive oil. I also put a little bit of olive oil on the grill just to help things stay slick. And I'm going to take a little coarse salt. I'm using coarse sea salt these days. I don't know. I don't know why. I kind of like, if I'm going to use salt,
you like to.
I like to use less salt. But the salt you get, sort of, I like that crunch. I like the.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of not always, but for the moment, I kind of like that.
Do you know what? Have you seen the pink salt mills, the pink salt mills that you can buy? I think I got it at Costco.
For
where it's a salt mill about this big full of crushed pink salt. And it's automatic. And what it does is it has a little cap over the bottom. So when you turn it over to grind it, it grinds into the cap. You just pop the cap off and you can shake it.
Yeah,
and it's very reasonable. Nice. It's like $5-6.
They probably have one of those here at Whole Foods.
I would not be surprised.
At Cook's Warehouse.
Yes, and another nice thing, the Dr. Sean, our favorite nutritionist doctor.
Yes,
he told me that you can get 3 bars of Kerrygold now at Costco for like $6, $6.50.
Really?
For 3 of the bars.
Wow.
You should pay $3 and something.
That's really
a
good
bar.
Deal. That's really good.
Deal. And what I did last time, he told me that I went and I bought 4 boxes or 5 boxes and put them in the freezer. And man, they kept great.
Wow.
So,
I'm going to set a timer for about 4 more minutes. This should take about 6 minutes total.
Isn't that neat? You can just set it right there.
The timer's right here on the Wolf stove top, and it's again we want to do it skin side down, almost all the way. We will flip it once. We got a little grill marks on the final piece. And we'll see if I let it go the whole time. It should almost totally cook through, though, skin side down. Now, while that's going, I've just taken I probably ended up with about 1/3 cup of white wine vinegar. My recipe calls for 1/4 cup, but I probably added a little bit more olive oil. So I want that olive oil and vinegar. I want to taste the vinegar. I want the little bit of the acidity there. And I've thrown in 1/2 of a medium red onion that is has been diced into a small dice, not a petite, but a small dice. And that's going to act as a marinade for us in a moment when these come off the grill. So the interesting thing about this, so escabeche, which is what this is, a snapper escabeche, is typically something that where you cook the fish, and then you add it into a pan. You add oil, you add carrots and bay leaves and things like that, and you you cook them really within that oil, covered for a while, and then you
almost
put it,
like stewing it.
Well, it's like a and I'm why am I forgetting the word? Cooking something in its own fat is come on.
Oh,
it's a simple term. It's killing me.
Rendering it?
No. No. Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, I can't, dead air. I can't. I guess I can't think of it now. Everyone out there as the chef is laughing at me now. So, anyway, so that's kind of what you're doing is you're cooking, although you're cooking in olive oil, and then once that's brought up to temperature, then it's allowed to cool, and then it's put in the refrigerator for like a few nights, and vinegar is added to it.
Oh, okay.
So what that vinegar does is it basically sucks all those great flavors of what, everything else that's in the olive oil into the fish, and you get an escabeche. So this one is a little different in that all we have to do is marinate these for about 10 minutes in our vinegar, olive oil, and red onion mixture. So let's see how we're doing here. I might want to take this piece.
Poaching?
You know what's interesting is that none of these are in any way, shape, or form falling, sticking to the grill, which is great. This goes to show you the quality of the
Did you mean
of
to
the
say
Wolf
that?
Products.
It's not sticking to the grill. Great.
It's a grill.
Great.
It's a grill.
The grate on the grill.
Yeah, it's a grill.
Great.
See what that is? All right. Anyway, so once we take these off, what we're going to be doing is we're going to set them aside in a couple of 2-inch, 2.5-inch deep dishes, and we're going to pour that marinade over them, and we're going to let them sit. So the marinade's going to go over them when they're hot.
Okay.
And then that's going to all absorb into the system, into the fish. And you can serve it then 10 minutes after. You top it with a little bit of parsley, chopped parsley, and you're done.
So you could serve, really you could serve it almost immediately.
Yeah.
You could serve it even later, but it would still be fine?
Yeah, yeah. You can do this, you can marinate it for up to about 2 hours.
Okay.
Because with the snapper, it's going to absorb that fish. See, the fish you normally do with an escabeche is a lot of times a cod. And the cod is going to take on the flavor. It's going to take longer for it to take on that flavor. All right, so let's see how I'm doing here. Is this sticking? No, it doesn't seem to be sticking, so I'm going to roll that over.
Well, snapper is just such a wonderful fish anyway.
It is.
And, you know, down at Port St. Joe, they actually have a headboat because, see, they've severely limited the fishing for red snapper in the Gulf.
Oh,
which
really?
Is, oh, I mean, they cut it back from, you could fish year-round. They cut it back for the last 2 years to 1 month. And the snapper population has grown so crazy and so prolific are these snapper that it's just gone crazy. And the captains were saying before they put the limit on it, till they shut down 11 months of the season, that there's more snapper out there than we know what to do with. So for 2 years, in the Gulf Coast area, they lost 40% of the family-owned private charter businesses went out of business.
Really?
Yeah, because snapper, you know, you go out on a snapper boat, you go out on a deep-sea boat, and you catch these big 10, 15, 20-pound snappers. And it was worth the $400 or $500, $200 or $300 a person it cost to go out.
Right.
Well, when they took the snapper away and they put a serious, I think you're only allowed a month or two for grouper. Yeah. All you can do is catch the little snapper, the little yellow eyes, and the ling snappers, which are much smaller.
Yeah.
That's all you can catch. So these, nobody was chartering.
Wow.
So he's bit 40%, and the captain was telling me, of the one in Port Joe, said that at least half of them had been in business 20 years or more.
Huh.
That's just sad. Well, he got a waiver because there was so much complaint. The sport fishing was so hurt that he got a waiver. He's one of 10 captains on the whole Gulf Coast that's allowed to go out every day and fish for snapper, but each person is only allowed to catch one.
Really?
Yeah. But he got one of the exemptions. It was a lottery. and he won the lottery. He, not coincidentally, he happened to be the most vociferous against. Every time he got on his boat, he'd do the safety thing for everybody.
Yeah.
And then he'd rail against the government for about 10 minutes after that. So he got an exemption. Good at him. Anyway, Chef Eric, that snapper is just a beautiful fish. And
by the way, and you want the skin to come off. So if when you flip it, it sticks to the grate, do not worry about it because it's going to save you the trouble, basically.
Well, there's no trouble going into a commercial break. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about Chef Eric stripping the skin off his snapper. It's excitement like you can't believe right here on Chef and the Fat Man at Blue Collar Chefs Day, live at the magnificent Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb, where all the beautiful and handsome people come to shop because they know, they're absolutely sure, they're going to get the very best of the very best. And speaking of that, what a special very best guest we have coming up next. You'll have to stick around to find out who it is.